Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Living Hope. Welcome to all of us in the room, to those of you joining us online. Happy New Year. Glad to have you here. And we like to begin our services with this greeting Christians have been using for, I think, forever. The Lord be with you. Thank you. That reminds me every Sunday that God meets us right where we live, right here. Whether you're excited about the new year and the possibilities that it brings, or whether you already feel like, you know, you failed all your resolutions and you've already given up for the whole year. Wherever you're coming from this morning, God meets us right there, right where we live, right in the middle of all of it. So I would love it if we could bow our heads and pray to him as we begin. Thank you, God, for meeting us here, for giving us this opportunity to gather together, to worship you, to sing to you and pray to you, to listen for your spirit speaking through the scriptures, to gather around your table. God, we are grateful that your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, the Bible says. And so we're thankful that you are faithful to meet us right here, right now. Please, God, open our hearts and minds to you. Speak clearly so we can hear, and help us to just be honest with you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you're interested, Abel, let's stand and let's sing.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. In all my days, I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness. Breath that I am able, I of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Thank you, Lord. As you can tell, we have a very enthusiastic new drummer up here. I'm sad we'll only have him the 1 week, but blessed all the same. So, Levi, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Levi is Miguel's brother. And so we've just been so blessed with Miguel this semester, and I hope to see you again soon. I'm sure you're looking forward to going home. Kind of bittersweet, but we'll definitely miss him. Speaking of, this is actually a song that God used several times to confirm to my daughter her calling to be a worship leader when she was young and kind of scared to sing in front of people. So before she actually joined the worship team with us, this was actually one of the songs that he used to pull that out of her and tell her that don't worry about what anybody else thinks, only worry about what I think. Great before, moved by the sound of its voice, seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. And through it all, my Sorry, this one's like a million pages long. God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. I can see your heart. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I. God of your promise, don't speak in vain, no syllable empty or void. Thank you. swan, a child you died to save. If you gave your life to love them, so will I. Like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your dear? The one who never leaves the one behind. You're the one who never leaves the one behind.
Amen. I invite you to pray with me, would you? Lord, when we think of your greatness, your vastness, your mightiness, your holiness, Lord, it leaves us speechless. And yet, you came to a hill that you created. Died on that hill so that we could know you, so that we could be in relationship with you. God, there's no words that we could ever use to describe the awesomeness of that truth. There's so much wrapped up in that one little statement. And the faithfulness that you've demonstrated from the beginning of time until this very moment. Lord, we are so thankful this morning. Thankful for a new year. Thankful for new opportunities to serve you, to love you, to be like you. To demonstrate to a lost and dying world what it is to know you. Lord, I thank you for the newness of this day, of this year, Lord. The hope that it brings us, because you are faithful. You've been faithful. You will continue to be faithful. Lord, we can't begin to tell you of our gratitude and our gratefulness for that. I know, Lord, that even with the newness of this year and the opportunities that it presents and the excitement that it can offer to us, Lord, I know that we also carry burdens this morning, things that we need that only you can provide, Father. And so, Lord, we do ask that in your perfect will, that in your greatness and your awesomeness, that you would provide each and every need that we've all come in here with. We know that we can trust you because we know that you are faithful. We know you are a good God. And we thank you again just for who you are, if nothing else. I thank you for bringing Pastor Alon and his family to us, for the time that their son Miguel has been able to spend with us here as part of Living Hope. And I pray that you'll be with Pastor Alon this morning as he brings your word. I know he's listened to you, and I know the word that he brings is going to be from you. And so, Lord, bless him as he shares what you've laid on his heart. And bless each person that hears it. Lord, may we take it in and allow it to transform us into your likeness so that we can be more and more and more and more like you. We pray these things, giving you honor and glory and blessing as we pray them in your precious and holy name, Jesus. Amen and amen. And now the peace of the Lord be with you. Thank you so much. Take a few moments, if you will, and pass the peace amongst yourselves.
All right. Just real quick, hello to those of you joining us online. We're glad that you're able to do that. Sorry you're not able to be with us, but If there's some way that we can be praying for you, thanking God with you, use that link on the screen, livinghope.info/connect. And if you want to drop us a note just to let us know you were worshiping with us in the comments, wherever you are, that's great too. And for all of us, you can do that same thing, or you could just grab one of those little green cards back there, jot your note on it, and drop it in the offering box. That way we can follow up with you this week. And if you're giving today, you can drop that in there as well, or scan the QR code or go to livinghope.info/give. All that stuff works. Hopefully you got one of these on the way in. If not, I'm sure there are more out in the lobby, but just on the back real quick, wanted to highlight that not this Thursday, but the next one is our next Joyful Noise worship night that's going to be hosted here on the 15th. So if you want to join us that night at 6:30, that'd be wonderful. And then below that, I didn't really have a good something to throw on the back here, so I just grabbed part of their flyer. There's a group doing something called Trauma Reboot. They've been doing it now through a couple different cycles, and I just heard from one of you this morning, like, oh man, that thing's really good. And it's for anyone who is healing from trauma. It's going to be, we're hosting it here Tuesday nights starting the 13th. So if that's something you're interested in, I just reached out this morning to make sure they still had spots open. They've got 6 spots open. It costs $20 for the handbook, and it goes from January 13th through April 7th. So it's like, 12, 13 weeks, something like that. And so if you're interested in that, if you are needing to heal from some trauma and would like to go through the Trauma Reboot class, there are some of these flyers out there with a link for how to register, and you might want to grab one of those. And then this Sunday, it's our privilege to hear from Pastor Alon Santos. Actually, you know what? I should have had Pastor Judy introduce him. I missed my chance to do that, didn't I? She's out and about somewhere. Okay. So Pastor Judy's known Pastor Alon for how many years now has it been? 25 years? Wait, so like since you were like this big or something? Is that? So he's a pastor down in Brazil and is in town not just to pick up Miguel, but also is it doctoral work that you're doing up in Chicago? And so as he has a week of classes there, he gets to be with us this Sunday and another church next Sunday. And so it's our privilege to hear from Pastor Alon Santos. Come on up. I don't think I need to say any more. I'm looking forward to hearing what God has laid on your heart for us to hear.
Good morning, church. What a blessing it is to be here with you and worship the Lord this morning. It's an honor for me to have the chance to read and share the word with you, but to come before anything and say thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Rich, for the opportunity. Pastor Judy, it has been a blessing to walk with Pastor Judy and Phil. They have been such a blessing, so formative in my walk, in my way to walking with the Lord, and my way into ministry. We have been pastoring a church down in Brazil, but I lived right here in this area. In fact, I went to Valpo University to learn English in 2001. Oh my goodness, this has been a while. Right? It has been a while. And later on, went to college here and got my education, got called, ensured of my calling for ministry, and have been back in Brazil for about 20-something years. Time goes by so fast. And this is my home away from home, Northwest District. It's my home district as well. So I'm so glad to be able to come back and worship with you guys. I want to say thank you especially for having Miguel in this past semester here. We were praying. We were asking the Lord to open doors and so he would be able to come and practice English. He has been studying English for a few years. It's a hard language to learn, isn't it? But he did well, and the experience here with you guys have made this even more special. So thank you very much. It's a blessing for me to be able to come with my family, Levi as well here, and Bianca also here. What a great time to worship the Lord with you. And we are, every time I come twice a year. Every time I can, I am around to worship. And today, having the chance to share the word and preach the word, what a privilege it is to worship our God alongside with you. Thank you so much for having us. I would like to invite you to a text in Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. And praying that the Lord will speak and breathe into you His word this morning. Matthew chapter 2. I know it's New Year already. Christmas is around the corner, right? But a little bit falling behind. But at the same time, this text and the message the Lord has been impressing in my heart is that every time we check into the Christmas story, the text, we're reminded that Christmas is every day. As we catch this idea of a God who is on a mission, He is working out in our days and doing amazing things. And this is what the Christmas story reminds us. God is on mission, and we got to be a part of it. So I invite you to check this text along with me. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About the time some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting with the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah. For a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel." Amen. This is God's word for us. This is God's word for His people. Thanks be to God. What a message, right? And I know we probably hear it quite a bit. I hope you had a chance around Christmas to go around this story as well. You had some devotionals maybe around this story and becomes alive. I love the opportunity to be around Christmas time, New Year's time in the United States. So different. Starting with the weather, especially here in Northwest Indiana, right? It's so different, and it's so great to be able to do that with my family here. I love seeing the environment, so to say. Everything is breathing Christmas. The newborn King, He is among us, and we hear about this great story of a God, the Creator of the universe, coming in rescue of His people. And it's amazing. As you can see in the text, and I love the New Living Translation. It makes it easier. It helps the foreigner, by the way, right? It's easier to read. And it says that the kings and the religious people, they were all disturbed. God start acting and kind of disturbs our ways. Our world is not the same anymore. There is a before Christ and after Christ. Everything changed when God started acting. He created everything. We were singing about that this morning. He did powerful and amazing things. But now the top of the story is about God coming in the middle of creation. He is about to do something. It's amazing as we consider all the details of this story. There are so many things to think about, right? And Christmas is that time of the year that we can think about it. I love going around and seeing the lights. Did you go out to see the lights? Yes? U.S. does a great job. You guys decorate the houses and you put lights outside. The music, you can pretty much only hear Christmas songs around Christmas, right? It's awesome. Everything and the decoration. Do you have a Christmas tree at your house still? Yes? All the ornaments. Miguel, I got here, and one of the first things Miguel is showing us the things that he got and the ornaments. Oh, and some of them I thought, what is this? And he said, no, this is so meaningful. I got this from such and such, and that was in that experience and in that experience. He's telling us what that ornament, what that symbol, what that reminds him of. That's Christmas, right? We decorate, we put the lights out, we put lots of ornaments, the songs, everything points us in that, to that big story of God coming to our lives, coming to the world, and what he's doing. What a great time it is. And this is what Christmas is about. It's not about a date. It's not about a time of the year. It's not about the wise men or the pastors, the shepherds. It's we have to look, and there is a proper time to talk about the things. But the great story is of a God, a powerful one, coming to rescue the world, coming into our life as God Emmanuel. And what a great reminder it is for us to separate. Do you see how appropriate it is to separate the entire month? 2, 3, 4 months. In fact, it's the entire year. God is in mission everywhere, all the time, not just in a specific moment. And as I share this word with you, I am reminded of what the Lord is doing there in Brazil. Great privilege. I, as I told you, felt the call when I first arrived here 20-something years ago. Heard the Lord calling me, and I knew that I would go back to Brazil. So I spent 7 years in the United States learning English at VU, went to Olivet to get my degrees, and then moved back to Brazil to serve as a pastor. And how many amazing things I could testify. I witnessed what the Lord has been doing in such a powerful ways. Lately, we went through some hard times. We had a flood in south of Brazil. Some friends out there, and this big flood came in, and it has been amazing to see how God can work orderly in the midst of chaos and despair. I could tell you, because I witnessed of a God who came to rescue, and how the church got united. Even internationally, people were plugging in to help and support, and it was amazing. How many stories of salvation. In fact, one of the churches that we helped to build, I had the opportunity to be with Pastor Judy and Phil in one working witness when I was here in the United States. It was the first time I was doing interpretation for the church in that working witness. That church was completely flooded, and we were able to walk alongside with them and rescue. And the church nowadays, I'm talking about not only about the building that was completely redone, I'm talking about the people and how God used that hardship, how God used that disaster to bring people close to him. Sometimes the Lord disrupts things, but he comes and bring hope. South of Brazil, an amazing time. But I have been working the past 4, going to 5 years now. I had this great opportunity to go to northeast of Brazil. You know, Brazil is a big place, right? Northeast of Brazil. I heard about it so many times, but About four years ago, I started working with a few other churches and doing mission in one of the least evangelized states of Brazil, called Piauí, in this tiny city called Fartura, which means abundance, which is crazy because they are lacking everything around there. One of the most poor areas of Brazil. First time I was there, I got back home reporting that I found Africa inside of Brazil. Forgotten people. No business, no water, very hot, very dry. In fact, this past year, we were helping buying water trucks to give the opportunity to that people to survive. Throughout the year, we were buying and sending resources to buy water. And we would distribute by liters water that they would cook, water that they would shower, everything. 2 years without raining until last October. We were there doing mission with them, and guess what happened? It rained. What an amazing, and people were happy and joyful. We could not even walk. There is no asphalt. There is no really good roads in that place, in the midst of nothing, in the midst of nowhere. And it started raining, and they have no infrastructure for that. And we got island for a couple of days because of a rain. But people were just joyful. In fact, the Lord is moving in such a powerful way. A few of the churches from my district have been working with them for over 10 years now. And we have now a church of 500 people spread through different communities in that place. You see, God is doing amazing things everywhere. I could tell of many stories of House of Good News, the church where I'm pastoring right now. We planted that church 10 years ago, and I served there as a pastor in a huge setting. Campinas is over 1 million people in that city, close to São Paulo, which is a new world, one of the largest cities in the planet. And so many people, so many things. I could tell you so many stories of how God is acting and how God is out there bringing people close to Him, using the chaos, using the difficulties, the hardships to reveal Himself, to show Him, to show us that He has a mission. He has a plan to redeem this world, to come into our lives. What a great time. I could tell you of the sports ministry that we are carrying in our church and reaching out for the young ones in our community. The fact is, God is doing amazing things. God is, in fact, on a mission. And the greatest thing is to understand, as we check this story right here, that He keeps revealing Himself to people. We don't know who those wise men are, do you? You know their names? Even if you think of them as pastors out there, that's the story, right? They were minding their own business, you know, taking care of the flock, caring for the sheep and everything. And suddenly, the whole heavens appears to them. Angels singing, this great celebration. God is doing some amazing things. And He is revealing that to no one's. To nobody's, because it's not our story. I know we have all the ornaments and all the lights and we have everything, and sometimes we got distracted with those things, right? But this is not our story for us to lose sight. God is doing something. And if we pay attention, if we look into those details, there is an invitation for you and for me. It is Such a privilege to be here. I follow you guys up. Sometimes I get connected online to watch the services with you. Every time I come in, I know that God is working around here as well. I know for a fact that the Lord is working in your life. God is not you, is not me. People may not know who we are, our name, but they will know Jesus. They will know God based on what He's doing in our lives. So today we come to celebrate once again the Lord Jesus, who is alive, who is among us, who has come into our lives and changed. I know that there is some disruptions here and there. There are some difficult times, but every day we can celebrate and understand that God is on mission in our days. It's Christmas time all year long. Jesus is coming into this world. Even right here, as you celebrate Him, as you pay attention in the details, you are invited to participate in this great story. It's not my story. It's not a story of Brazil. It's not a story of House of Good News, Church of the Nazarene in Brazil, or Hope Living. It's the story of Jesus. It's the story of a God who is active, who is alive, who is on a mission. And we celebrate the privilege that we have to be part of this story. So I come to celebrate with you, but I come to invite you. Pay attention on the details. Continue. I know how much you guys have been working with your community, and what a great example you guys are. Continue to celebrate. Continue to ornament your days with reminders of this great story, things that will point you into the direction. And may you do as those wise pastors, as those wise men did. Just follow the star, Jesus. Just follow the star of Jesus and get to be a part of what the Lord's doing. Exciting things. Even among the difficulties, even among the different weathers, God is among us. He is here. He's present in your life. And He's carrying on this great mission. Thanks for allowing me to be part of that with you. Let's continue to follow Jesus everywhere we go. May the Lord bless you. May you continue on with God in His mission. In Jesus' name, I'll ask Pastor to come and lead us in Jesus' name. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, let's bow our head and let's pray. God, we are so grateful that when you looked at us in the darkness that we had made and the mess that we'd made with our sin here in this world, thank you for shining your light. Thank you for coming to us. Thank you that instead of turning your back on us, like we had turned our back on you, instead you were on mission. You came to us to rescue us. Thank you, God. We do pray that you will help us to see the ways that you are at work in our lives and to remember those. Like Pastor Judy talked about last week with the stones, with the memorial, these stones of remembrance. Like Pastor Alon was talking about with the ornaments that are meaningful, that remind us of those moments that you are at work, those moments you have been at work and continue to be at work in our lives. Help us, God, not to forget your good work, your presence in our lives. And help us to see it, God. When the times are dark, when things are difficult, help us to see your hand at work. Help us to see your presence. Help us to celebrate that Jesus is King, the Messiah, the Savior. You know, God, that sometimes We can feel overwhelmed by our circumstances, by our trials, by the things that we face. In those moments, would you give us afresh a vision of King Jesus coming to us, your presence, your work in our lives to lift us up? We are so grateful, God. And thank you that you've given us this sacrament of Holy Communion that we get to celebrate together with Christians around the world, offering to you these simple gifts of bread and juice. God, we pray that by your Spirit's presence here, we might meet our crucified and risen Savior in his body, in his blood. Jesus, on that night that you were betrayed, you took bread, gave it to your disciples, and said, "This is my body broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me." You took the cup, gave it to your disciples, said, "This is my blood poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me." God, there's a part of me that wants to say, well, how could we forget? How could we forget the great love that you've shown us in your Son, Jesus Christ? But we do. We get overwhelmed. We get busy. We get distracted. We get to thinking that we're in charge. And we forget the great love that you've shown us in your Son, Jesus Christ. So today, thank you for this moment, for this sacrament, when we remember the price that you paid, Lord Jesus, for our sin. As we're moving into this new year and thinking about changes that we want to see in our lives and in our world, God, we thank you that you made change possible by the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us today to receive the grace that you offer. Jesus, you held nothing back, but out of love for us, you gave all of yourself for us. You went to the cross. You bore our sin, even to the point of experiencing death, so that by your death and resurrection, you could break the power of sin and death and set us free. Help us to live in that freedom today. Help us to move into this new year, not weighed down by our past failures, but set free by your Son. Set free by your sacrifice. Set free by the Spirit that you give us today. So today we offer ourselves to you, admitting our need of your grace, confessing that we've not always loved you with our whole heart, soul, mind, strength. We've not always loved our neighbors as ourselves. We've not always watched for your star, for your presence, for your work in our lives. God, we confess our need of your forgiveness. And there might be specific things, God, that you're dealing with us about as we are here on this Sunday, as we're moving into this new year. There might be some specific changes that you want to see us make, some things we need to repent of and leave behind and not carry with us into this new life that you give us in Jesus Christ. Help us, God, today to truly repent, to turn away from those sins and to turn toward you, to find in you the grace, the forgiveness, the new life that you promise. God, your word says that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just. You forgive us our sins. You cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're depending today on those words being true. On your love and your grace really washing us clean. Thank you, God. Thank you. Today, we pray that you would fill us with the Spirit of Christ, that you would change us from the inside out so that we might live in this world as the body of Christ on mission with you, going where your Spirit leads us, moving in the direction that you would have us to move in this new year, becoming the people you created us to be, looking more and more like Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for the sustaining work of your Holy Spirit that strengthens us and sustains us for the work ahead, for the year ahead. Thank you for the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit who leads us, who goes with us, who fills us. Thank you for the love you've shown us in your Son, Jesus Christ. We are here because of him. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, would you pray with me the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray? Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The musicians are going to come and lead us in one last song as we celebrate communion together. I'll be here with a basket of bread and a cup of juice. And as we sing, you're invited to come forward, take bread from the basket, dip it in the cup, and eat it, and return to your seats. We've got the regular, like, pita bread. We've got some round gluten-free wafers. We've got the individual cups. If you need those, they have the bread and the juice in them. And some of you may have picked those up in the basket on the way in. We do all that because we want all of us to be able to participate. Whether you need the gluten-free option, whether you're sick and don't want to put your fingers in, you know, all of that. We want everyone to be able to participate because God's grace is for all of us, for every last one of us. And, man, I am thankful for that. So let's sing and let's celebrate.
If it's bandaging the broken, washing filthy feet, here I am, Lord.
Sorry, we're going to serve her.
Send me. If it's bandaging the broken, washing filthy feet, here I am, Lord, send me. If it's loving one another, even when we don't agree, here I am, Lord, send me. Here I am, Lord, send me. If I'm done good and faithful, I live.
Oh, thank you again, God, for the amazing love you've shown us in your Son, Jesus Christ. Please, God, may the words that we just sang in that song be true of us this day, this week, this new year. Before you even ask, let our answer be yes. You have loved us so much. How could we not love you in return? How could we not say yes to you and to the life you want to lead us into, the mission that you are on, that you invite us to be a part of? Thank you, God. Thank you. We're excited to see where you take us this year. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.